Day 18, Dust. Our text today is Psalm 103:14. For he knows what we are made of, remembering that we are dust. Ravenhill says, secondly, the people who get revival will be a humble people. From the text, we must remember, because God remembers, that we are but dust. This is accomplished by recalling that our life originated in a different way from our body. The preacher penned in Ecclesiastes 12 and 7, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. It was God's breath that brought life to dirt then, and it cannot be forgotten now. I believe this is one reason why the Father despises pride. How can dust think it is anything without the breath that made it alive? James plainly says that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble in James 4:6. James also connects pride with envy in James 4 and 5. Commenting on this passage, Bob Sorge in his book Envy writes, because envy is rooted in pride, it will easily lead to boasting about oneself. When in the presence of someone who has been given more than us, envy will want us to advertise our own merits. But such boasting usually comes from an inflated opinion of ourselves. So instead of speaking the truth about ourselves, we lie against the truth of who we are and what we have. And that was on page 12. Revival will not come when there is envy over what God may be doing in another church instead of yours. Revival will not come when his desire is to bring personal recognition or corporate acknowledgement. Revival will not come unless there is an emptying of self from this body of dust. Isn't it interesting that something seen as dusty has a connotation of being unused, as in the idiom, to collect dust? Maybe in spiritual terms, I need to collect dust, meaning that I need to decrease so that he, the Lord, may increase. Then it would be time for God's breath to blow away my self-serving dust so he can do his work in me and revival could come. Prayer focus. Let's pray James 4 and 10 today. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Be willing to take your appropriate place in the dust as dust.